Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our new series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us again tonight. The last week's episode was on the topic of the elderly and God's promise to always look after them and comfort them. And tonight, Pastor Fergus is going to be speaking and teaching us about warnings from God. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess. It's lovely to be together again. And I've got a really, it's to encourage us actually, Jess, and you out there tonight, about the what's going on in the world today. There's a lot of evil, there's a lot of wickedness, there's a lot of uncertainty. We seem to be sidelined as Christians. You know, we like the minority all the time. But I want to just share what the book of Isaiah has got to say about this. And it's so relative to today. Now, remember, Isaiah was the one that prophesied the Lord Jesus 700 years before he was born. But what he's talking about now is happening today. So that's even further back. So I want to just encourage you on this this teaching tonight. But as always, before we start, we're going to have a word of prayer. Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for Jess. I thank you, Lord, that your word would encourage somebody out there tonight, and the revelation, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sitting here with a lovely hot cup of coffee, so I'm going to be sipping on that as well to keep my throat nice and wet.
And me with my tea.
And Jess has got her tea. Don't forget, and I've had my biscuits already. But now we're not going to eat now. Just drinking. All right, so what am I going to talk about? Well, I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 20 and 21. But this is also known, it's God's judgments, but it's also known as the seven woes of the book of Isaiah. Now, you know what woe means, Jess? Woe is me, woe to you, the seven woes. So let me read verse 20 to you. And straight away, your ears are going to prick up, or they should, if you read your Bible, and you're abreast of the things that are happening in the world today. Excuse me. So, verse 20, Isaiah chapter 5. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil. Who put darkness for light, and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Doesn't that sound like today? You know, as Christians, we seem to be the pariahs. We're the bad guys. Because, yeah, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Now, I'm not going to go down the road of everything that we know, what's happening on in the world. I mean, I'm not here to judge anybody. You know that. I brought that message a long time ago. God is going to judge you, not me or Jess. But woe to you who call, you know, if you think it's good, you young men, I'll start with you lot, to think you can go and get drunk every night on a Friday. And you think that's being clever. You think that's being a man. Oh, come on, man. Jess is really shaking your head. That's not a man. That's not. You see, woe to those who call evil good. Oh, you think it's the right thing to do to go out there and get absolutely paralytic. You know what? This young girl and the whole bunch of people that walk with me every Saturday morning in the streets of London praying for the homeless, the sick, the prostitute, the drunk. How many people we see lying in the streets? Well, I think, I don't know if it was Jess was with me. Jess, they wondered, we couldn't wake the guy up. So we just prayed over him and left him. Paralytic. It was Jess. It was shocking to see. So you young men, I'm not a prude. I don't mind anybody having a glass of wine or ice cold beer. I don't mind that. But that's where it stops. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Jesus says, what is light got to do with darkness? You know, you young girls, it's your turn. I want to go on a little bit further. Don't you worry. It's not just about young boys and young girls, but you're the next generation. You're the ones that are going to carry the banner. I'm talking to Christians now. And Christian behavior is like this. You think it's cool to sleep with your boyfriends before you're married? It's not cool. It's sin. It's adultery. It's fornication. When you've got a wedding ring on your left hand, like I have, which I've proudly boast for 43 years, by the grace of God, there go I. So I'm not bragging. I'm bragging in one sense, but that's when you have the right to go to bed with a young lady, when you're married. Oh, but Pastor Ferguson, don't tell me I don't understand. I may be 71 years old, Jess, but I was also 18 once. And you think Jesus Christ doesn't know our hearts? It's not cool. It's sin. It's not cool to go to movies that blaspheme the name of the Lord Jesus. There's stuff I like watching TV. There's some programs I watch with Mrs. Bucken or Auntie Joe or Mama Joe, as she's known. The moment we hear the language coming on, or something worse than that, Jess, it's blaspheming Jesus Christ. Mm. Oh, I cannot handle that. Mm. We switch it off.
Yeah.
So do you, don't you?
Oh, I'm not
sure. I'm talking to, there's a young girl sitting next to me, and she's exactly in the same spirit. How can you sit and watch that filth? Or then we'll go one further, Jess, it's got to be real, you know. Then you see the fornication on screen, mm. and there's young kids sitting there.
Mm.
It's filth. It's not creativity or it's filth. We put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We haven't even gone down the road of drugs. Oh, okay. Hey, this city that we're living in. Yeah, it is, isn't it? And it's cool now. We all get together and whatever they do, I don't even know what it is they do, but whatever they use, it's not cool. It's sinning. Verse 21 says, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Yeah, verse 22, I'm right there. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Says it, yeah. There we are. It's right there. Woe. Be careful. Brothers and sisters, and maybe more to the youth this evening, those that are listening, maybe your parents are listening, and your kids are out there. Warn them. How can you call yourself a Christian when you live that lifestyle? You can't, Jess, can you? You can't. You know, I was speaking to Joe the other day, and we travel a lot on the undergrounds. We travel a lot in the buses. We travel in London, period. And you know, Jess, I'm not a prude. This young girl knows me. I've got a wicked sense of humor. I was a golf professional for 42 years of my life. So please, I've been around. But Jess, I'm not talking about this young girl, who I'm very proud of. It's how some of the young girls are dressing nowadays. It is disgraceful. And then you go to church dressed like that. Oh, well, what do you want us to do? No, all I'm saying is dress appropriately. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to wear a smock or something. I'm not a prude. But for goodness sake, modesty. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify their wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Or the righteous woman. You young women that are standing up for Jesus, you that have given your lives to Jesus, you are that are standing and you get mocked or get mocked. You're going to come out the winner. That is for sure. Alcohol, it's a curse. Drugs is a bigger curse. It's from the devil. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. You know, we hear so much on television or the radio, or so many cool young guys on radio stations talking about stuff that's absolutely an abomination in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's one thing for you out there that are maybe upraised, just somebody's listening to this, that's not a Christian. In fact, you know what? Some non-believers behave better than Christians. Oh, now, come on, Fergus, you're stretching. I'm not stretching it. This young girl just said true. Well, you know, you don't understand. It's a lot cheaper for me to move in with my boyfriend because then we'd have to pay for two rents. Oh, really? Really? Oh, what's God got to say about that? Oh, well, you know, we'll just get married afterwards and repent a little bit, and then it's not going to be all right because there's going to be judgment. You're going to get called out. Seven woes. Woe to you. Well, now, Pastor Buchan, this is a bit of a rough one. How do we rectify it, Jess? There's always a way out, isn't there? Right. How do you get out of it? You move out of your boyfriend's flat and go back to your mum and dad.
More flash, huh?
Thank you. Get engaged. Get married. Then you can move in together again. Oh, well, that's a bit old-fashioned. Yes, it's old-fashioned. The Bible, is it old-fashioned? Is the Word of God, does it change? The Bible can't change. What is written is written. Let me read something the author's unknown. Jess, you're going to love this. And I've written above this particular Isaiah with the seven woes. I mean, I'm not even going to go down to some of the other stuff. I'm just touching on. I might even do an episode two on this. Lord, anoint me, please, to always use my mind to expound the scriptures under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and never to use the scriptures to expound my mind. How powerful is that? I'm not saying something to you that's just popped into my head. I have two daughters. I have a married son in New York. I have a son in heaven. But you young people, you're the one that's going to carry on after me. And. How do you ever propose to serve the Lord Jesus Christ when you're living in sin? Yes, repentance. Yes, you're forgiven, Jess. Yes, you can start. Yes, you can. But you've got to have a 360-degree turnaround, haven't you? You've got to, I want to see the fruits of your life. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. When you see what goes on in the sports fields, when I switch on the news and I hear leaders all around the world, what they are telling people, how, and yet you look at their private life and how they're living. You put darkness for light and light for darkness. Eh? But that's what's happening, because the devil's in this world now. He is real busy, and we've got to be busier. So, brothers and sisters, I urge you now. It's a very strong word I'm bringing today. It's tonight. Very strong word. But it's a warning. I'm a watchman. A watchman warns the city of an attack. A pastor's duty is to warn his flock. Isn't it, Jess?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go to church with your boyfriend in that situation? Or how do you go to church when you're still pretty much under the influence of alcohol, but you're sucking 1,000 peppermints so that you pray nobody smells you, but you're sitting there after a out night party, and you come to the house of God in that state? Woe to you! Woe to you that you don't respect your parents, that you don't respect your bosses, you don't respect your pastor, who leads you, who shows you. But then again, Jess, there's some pastors I don't respect. Oh, now you're getting... No, I'm not getting touchy. I'm telling you the truth. Am I perfect? No. Oh, this young girl can quote it. I'm a sinner, saved by grace through faith. But let me tell you something now. I'm very, very careful how I walk and how I live. Because why? I'm going to be judged twice as hard as you, Jess, because I'm a teacher. Be warned. Be warned. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. prudent. What does that mean? That means you know everything. And you're wise in your own eyes. What are you wise in? Oh, well, we just happened to have sex and I fell pregnant, so I'll just go and have an abortion. That's murder. Oh, no, Pastor Buckin, you don't understand. I do understand. It's murder. That's what it is. Well, it's my body. It's not your body. You see, that's the biggest misconception that I've heard for a long time. Somebody paid a huge cost for that body, Jess. He died on the cross, didn't he? Mm-hmm. For you. Mm-hmm. Not for you to abuse that body. When a man and a wife, or a wife and a husband come together and a child is conceived, that child is the fruit from the womb. That is blessings from the Lord. But what? I made a mistake, and after 3 months or 4 months or whatever, you have that child murdered. You're a murderess. That's what you are. Please, brothers and sisters, parents, speak to your children. I pray just somehow this message goes out to the youth. I don't know how. God can do anything. I know that. But it's the youth of this time, this life we're living in, that needs to hear this word. So be encouraged. Oh, that's a strange thing, Pastor Buchan, after that message. Yeah, be encouraged. Why? Because you've just heard the truth. You have an opportunity now to change your ways, don't you, Jess? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you messed up. Okay, we all mess up. Don't repent. Change. Take the counsel I've given you, and this young girl's agreeing with us because we're standing together in unity. Where there's unity, God commands a blessing. Be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, it's time. It's time to stand up and serve the Lord in honor, in dignity, righteousness, and holiness. He says, be ye holy, Jess, because I am holy. Amen. Amen. I think there might be a chapter 2 coming to this one.
I hope so.
Good. Well, there we go. That's nice to hear from a youngster or a young lady. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for this word, hard as it may be. But the truth is the truth. The word is the word. We can't change anything of it. But Father God, we thank you for dying for us, for shedding your blood. Thank you, Lord, that we can come and repent and start again. Start a new way, a new life. Thank you, Lord, that this word may be received by families in this world today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jess, well, to next week, brothers and sisters, God bless you and keep safe.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for that prayer and for tonight's episode. And thank you to everyone out there who tuned in tonight. As always, if any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our new prayer email address, which we mentioned, and it's mi.londonprayer@gmail.com. Please, please don't be afraid to send us an email, even if it's just say hi and to let us know if you're enjoying our weekly episodes, or if it's anything that you would maybe want to speak to Pastor Fergus personally about, get some advice or some help. Either way, Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So see you all next week, and don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.